So, in case it cut us off on the last one, Disney fans will like the director said there will be a... Or didn't say no
that
there
was going to be a hidden Mickey. Steven Lisberger, the director of the original Tron, was like, well, if we told you, it wouldn't be a surprise. And so he kind of insinuated a little bit.
That there will be a hidden Mickey somewhere in the film.
And if I'm correct, I saw
it. You actually saw it in the footage we saw today.
Right.
So Tron Legacy follows the story of Kevin Flynn's son. I don't know his name.
I feel like it was Sam.
Sam Flynn. And the trailer opens up really, like, really mysterious, and somebody comes to Sam, tells him, you know, if I knew anything about your father, I would tell you.
It's Alan from the original.
Okay, so he's from the original, I didn't know that. And he says that he got a page from Kevin Flynn's office in the arcade, Flynn's Arcade, which has been shut down for years and years and years, and Kevin Flynn went missing on the break of something that would change the world, the technology that would change the world. And so the gap, this movie is bridging that gap between what has Kevin Flynn been doing and, you know, his son kind of taking the lead role. But Jeff Bridges is in this film, mm-hmm. and he's actually playing two characters, his old self and his young self. And they're actually, it seems like there's going to be some sort of time, it seems like time is going to be a major theme in the film, because the first thing is when he says it sounds like we just lost track of time, and he said something to the fact that would be kind of a cool thing, like losing track
if
of time,
if only you knew, or something like that.
Something like that.
Well, actually Kevin Flynn doesn't face and be in the same place as Kevin Flynn. He's a replicated version of himself as Clue, which was a program Clue is a program that Kevin Flynn wrote.
Right.
And the cool thing about Tron was when you wrote a program in the digital world, in that enhanced world, the program took on the characteristics
of its programmer.
And so, you know, when the original Tron was based off of Alan, who is Bruce Boxleitner, so it looked like him.
Right.
And so Kevin Flynn's Clue looked like Flynn.
Right.
And so that's what you're going to see. You're going to see Clue and the older Flynn.
Right, right, right.
So.
It just looks... The trailer that you guys are going to get to see soon is really a well-put-together trailer. Just
it's
like,
very well
for
done.
For even, like, me. I'm not a fan of the original, but I knew what would be cool to see. And I love it. I think it's just a beautiful yeah. trailer, and you got to see what you wanted to see.
I got to see exactly what I wanted to see. I mean, it showed me the few things that, you know, sent, you know, that nerd chill up my spine.
Sure,
it was like,
sure.
Oh, yes. And yeah. there were those few things that I'm like, okay, cool. Then I know they're not going to ruin this. I know that, like I said, that they're going to compliment the original Tron, and mm-hmm. it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So, and we didn't get to see as much as the Avatar Day stuff. Avatar, we got to see about 16 minutes. Waited about the same amount of time. This, we got much, much less. But that's because this movie is still 10 months out.
Yeah.
This movie doesn't come out until the 17th of December, whereas when we saw Avatar, it was 3-4 months out. So there's still a ton to see from this movie. I think we're going to see a lot more of this viral marketing. But the benefit to our screening was, even though we saw just a few minutes, was the Q&A with the new director and the old director talking about, you know, the old director thinks the movie is great. He's, you know, he said that, you know, this is a great film, and, you know, he had nothing bad to say about, you know, basically a sequel. And most sequels are just kind of thrown out there and half-assed, and, you know, this guy's been working on this film for a really long time, so. And he said we're lucky to even have this movie out there, so that's kind of cool.
Right.
So, worth your 4 hours in line today?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We were 4 and 5 in line, so that was
yeah.
cool.
Absolutely. It was well worth it. And like I said, I just can't wait. I'm still so pissed that's 10 months away.
Yeah, it's really give it to us now, please.
Yeah,
already.
They did a good enough job of whetting my appetite and saying, God, I want to see this tomorrow.
Then it's success.
I want to see it tomorrow.
Cool.
So, success.
Tron.